As it appears, Walker turned toward the officers in a way that led them to believe he was armed, but he says they will be held to account.
What about the cops involved?
All officers have been placed on paid administrative leave as per department policy.
That's Akron Police Chief Steve Milet, who says, according to the Metal Examiner, Walker was shot at least 60 times, blood spilling out onto the streets of Chicago.
It was feared this would be a violent weekend in Chicago. 54 people shot, 7 people killed. Among the gunshot victims, a 10-year-old boy who was just sitting in his room on the south side, and bullets came ripping through the walls. It comes on the heels of a shooting of a Chicago police officer on Friday. That officer was responding to a domestic dispute and was shot as a group of police officers stepped off an elevator. He had gunshot wounds to the arm and abdomen. He is last in serious but stable condition.
Fox's Mike Tobin. The president sends a tweet demanding gas stations cut their prices reflecting what they are paying. A Florida Congresswoman Kat Kamick earlier on America's Newsroom.
We know that our free market principles and policies work. The government just needs to get out of the way.
The price of regular today, $4.80 a gallon, ticking down a few tenths of a penny. Diesel, very expensive, $5.73 a gallon. That from AAA. And Russian President Vladimir Putin declaring victory today in the eastern Ukraine. Is listening to.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Downloaded now.
He takes place on the side of a mountain in Europe.
6 people are dead and as many as 9 are seriously wounded after this piece of this glacier detached on a popular hiking trail in the northeastern part of Italy. The tragic incident in the Dolomite Mountains took place late last night. 15 people are still missing. Rescue teams searched the mountains with dogs and by helicopter. Officials also checked the license plates on the cars in the mountain parking lot.
Their testimony will happen in public. Remains to be seen. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
A prosecutor in northern Italy says 17 people are unaccounted for a day after part of an alpine glacier broke off and slammed into hikers. At least 7 people died. 9 others were injured by the avalanche of ice, snow, and large rocks thundering down the slope of the mountain, which is topped by the Marmolada Glacier. A postage stamp featuring a former first lady goes on sale this week.
The U.S. Postal Service is issuing a new commemorative forever stamp celebrating former first lady Nancy Reagan on Wednesday, which would have been her 101st birthday. The dedication ceremony will be held at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library and Museum in California and is the culmination of her centennial year. The stamp design, which was unveiled last month by First Lady Dr. Jill Biden, features Mrs. Reagan in her 1987 official White House portrait in her signature red gown. The Nancy Reagan Forever stamps cost $11.80 for a sheet of 20. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
British military authorities are trying to find out who hacked the Army's social media accounts over the weekend, flooding them with cryptocurrency videos and posts related to collectible electronic art. The Ministry of Defense said late yesterday that those breaches had been resolved. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.